David Storm, welcome to the Tango Capital.
How are you, Anne? How are you?
David, you bring a very different perspective to tango, the visual perspective of a photographer. How did you come first to professional photography?
Well, I started off at the age of 7. I would borrow or steal my father's camera whenever I could and take snapshots. It just was a bit of fun as a kid, but I always enjoyed it. So as I went through school, I did a couple of school courses on basic photography and how to develop film, and then from there progressed taking photos and snapshots and made money for myself, paid the equipment off, and over the years it just grew and to where it is now, which is about 30 years later, as a profession.
So what prompted you to start photographing tango dancing?
I started tango about 13 and a half years ago, and I went to Buenos Aires for the first time. And when I saw all the photos of the people dancing, I saw very static, almost lifeless photos. It was pretty boring. And from my perspective of what I felt when I danced, there was just nothing in these photos, and I didn't like that. I decided I wanted to photograph tango and capture the emotion in that moment and try to bring that photo to life. And that's where that started from.
What do you enjoy about it?
What do I enjoy about it? I enjoy the challenge of capturing a moment, capturing an emotion in a still photo, trying to get an expression, whether it's the person's enjoyment of their partner or the way they're moving to the music. So I enjoy that challenge. And then there's the ego side of it, where people may compliment me on what I've done or something in particular, which is always nice when people enjoy what I've done. Sharing my perspective of the world with others.
You take some exquisite landscapes and cityscape photos, amongst others. What other forms of photography or areas of photography do you specialise in?
I wouldn't say I specialise in anything in particular, but I do a lot of travel photography. When I do travel, I go to all sorts of different places, and it's whatever catches my eye. Sometimes it'll be a running stream and the algae that's floating on top of the water, could be an insect in a flower, could be one of the native animals, could be just the fact that it's a waterfall and the water's running and splashing. And sometimes it's the colours, sometimes it's the general landscape.
So does the enjoyment that you gain from photographing tango dancers overlap with those experiences in other areas of photography, or is it there's something different about tango?
Tango is different because it's something that I can't sit there and plan it for too long. In most cases, if I'm travelling, I have a few seconds to a couple of hours to sit there and plan a photo, depending on the situation. In tango, I have a particular venue, which is a matter of maybe the milonga runs for 2 or 4 hours. There's a certain amount of people, different levels of dancing, different clothes and colours, and I have to make the best of what I can. And for me, it's capturing the moments fairly spontaneously. I'll look at a person or the way they dance or the lighting that's reflecting off the wall, and I'll see the colours mixing, and then I think, okay, I'll try to take a photo of them or that particular scene at that moment.
And you dance tango. Does that assist you in taking your images?
Yeah, I do think that being a dancer, it helps me to actually photograph tango because of my experience and interpretation of the music, and now after dancing for so long and seeing so many people from different places dancing tango, I have a feeling that I can preempt what's coming. If I'm watching a particular couple, for instance, I'll see how they're moving and I'll listen to the music, and then I can almost see what they're going to do next, which gives me a fraction of a second to actually take that photo in a way that I think will give me the lines that I want or the movement that I want or that emotion. And it's hit and miss sometimes. It could be 0.1 of a second off and all of a sudden it's just horrible, and then the next frame, which could be 0.2 of a second away, will give me a very clear photo. And that could be a whole photo being clear. Maybe the face is clear and a hand is clear and the wrist is actually moving. But it does help me to preempt the scene.
So I've seen some lovely images that you've taken of social dancing, and yet you've also taken photos of people on request, on to their order, so to speak. How do those two situations differ?
When I'm taking photos of a milonga in general, I'm not necessarily focusing on a particular couple. I may have my favourite couples because they're friends, or I've known them, or I've danced with them in the past. But I'm looking at a particular scene, whether it's one couple or one particular couple with a certain amount of people behind them, lighting, etc. And then there are times where people actually ask me to photograph them because they'd like a memento for themselves. Maybe it's their first anniversary. Maybe they want a gift for their parents, or their something to hang on the bedroom wall. I've had a few different requests that come in from just social dancers.
What reactions do you get from social dancers when you're taking photographs at a milonga or at a practica?
In the beginning, when I first started tango, it was quite private, I guess is one word for it. Everyone was a little bit, what's he doing? Why does he have a camera at a milonga? I'm not sure if I want him to be pointing it in my direction. But over time, people realised that I was taking good photos, I presume, and they started appreciating the fact that I was sharing photos of them dancing and capturing moments that they could remember. Most people are more comfortable with me in a milonga with a camera. I do get a few requests to say, please don't photograph me for whatever the personal reasons are. But in general, it seems to be well received. And I've noticed over the years that there are more photographers in tango and more people seem to be happy to have their photo taken.
Now, photographs are static images, whereas tango, famously, is a walking dance, a dance of almost constant movement. Mm-hmm. How can the photographer give the impression of movement in these static images?
For me, I aim for the movement of the couple, and I try to time it in a way that if they're walking towards me, I can take a photo, and if they're walking towards me, I can capture a photo where it may be blurred, but it doesn't look overly blurred because they're coming towards me closer or moving away from me. If they're moving from left to right, you'll see more blurring, but in that case, would be like a static face, or I might get a hand that's completely frozen in time, and you'll see the legs are moving, the body's moved. Possibly the midriff will be invisible because of the movement and the play of the lighting at that particular point when the photo's taken.
Now, I think you were saying, something you said earlier suggested to me that you take motorised images of or multiple images in bursts at times. Does that assist in taking the photographs?
Yes, it does. If I take a series of photos, it makes it much easier. It's one photo has to be exact, one spot, and then I have to hope that I've got a good image. If the lighting's very good, very light, and the camera can deal with it with a good shutter speed, I can possibly get a good image with one frame. But in most milongas, the light is quite subdued, and I do a lot of low-light photography without a flash. I'm using ambient lighting 90% of the time. So if I take multiple frames, it might be a 30th of a second as an exposure time, but the frames could be 0.2, 0.3 seconds apart. I've never done the exact maths, but it means that I can take like five photos, and maybe number three in the series of five photos has clear face, clear hand, everything else shows movement. Maybe the second one shows everything blurred and messy and so blurred that everything's invisible. So a series of five, if I can pick the one, normally you'll find the blink of an eye will change in the time from the first frame, second frame, third frame. So it does give me choice.
Now, the movement of tango is three-dimensional. We dance the hero. There are movements such as boleos and ganchos where the legs will move in and out in three dimensions. How can two-dimensional images reflect that three-dimensional reality?
The way I perceive it is we are moving in three dimensions, and the camera will only photograph a two-dimensional photo. But if I capture, just say it's a gunshot, if I time it so that the bodies of the dancers are virtually static, they've come to the apex of the movement, and then the leg is moving, you'll see the clear image of mostly the bodies, or maybe the hands and the faces, and then one leg will be a blur, or you'll see, depending on the effects of ambient lighting, you might see what looks like several legs, like you're having a strobe light running at the same time the photo's being taken. That can capture the movement and give it a third dimension. And also, if I'm focusing on one particular couple, for instance, in the foreground, they may be fairly clear, but then you'll see movement of the people dancing around them and the ambient lighting, which can then give a different depth, which gives an effect of three dimensions. That's how I perceive it.
Do you prefer monochrome or colour images for tango, or do they have different roles?
For me, they have different roles. If I'm if it's a dress-up theme night, 1930s, 1940s night, where there was only monochrome photography in those days, I don't mind using monochrome or turning them into sepia, because it suits the era of the photo, which could add a lot more character to the actual image itself. It's one of my little ways of hiding little sins. With black and white, I can blur out, not so much blur out, with black and white I can actually cover up some excessive blurring in a picture, because of the way the contrast changes, it may disguise slight movement that I don't actually want, which adds an effect to the picture, but also it helps not to detract from the photo with that little bit of a flaw in the actual image I've taken. Colour, many times colour is superior in some ways, because I can play with the ambient lighting. Maybe I have a bright blue back wall with a particular shade of light that's being bounced off the wall, mixed in with some lighting that's behind me, which may have an orangey tinge, and then those colours mixing together on the couple with whatever colours of clothing that they're wearing can give an almost animated, vibrant picture. So for me, it depends on the situation, and am I trying to portray a particular era in time, or am I trying to highlight something in the movement?
Now, what sorts of post-imaging techniques might you use in preparing your tango images for publication or for distribution?
I don't use a lot of photoshopping. I do basic editing, which is mostly composition, just to get the photo in the right frame. I might have just cut some of the edges off, maybe cut out a chair that's in the bottom half of the photo because I'm next to the tables. So I do my composition. I do a little bit of sharpening if required. I do adjust the light shadows and the lighting a little bit to try to sharpen up the image and changes the contrast a bit, which can help with a bit of depth into the photo. Occasionally I'll do a little bit of extra vibrance, which can bring out the colours, which can also help. But I don't do anything like drastic photoshopping. I won't necessarily take out a chair because it's in the wrong place. I try to work with whatever's in the picture, because if I use Photoshop, my opinion is I become an artist, not a photographer, and my goal is to take the photo from the camera, not from the computer. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, absolutely. I imagine with, particularly in low light situations, that enhancing the lighting and the management of the shadows would be very valuable for bringing out what can otherwise be very flat images.
Yes, it does help, because sometimes there's a bit too much lighting at the back. There's not enough foreground lighting, but I can, to some degree, I can adjust the lighting to fill in the darker spots and make them look more natural. Yeah, basically it's like using a fill-in flash where you've got a lot of lighting from behind. I just lighten up the front using the computer and some of the editing software I use.
So we've been talking about some aspects of the lighting and other situation-specific issues around photographing people dancing tango. What difficulties, though, do you find in taking photographs of these moving targets, literally moving targets?
When it's coming to moving targets, I'm using years of experience from everything from travelling to photographing animals in the wild. So they're moving, they're flying, they could be running, jumping. I could be in a moving vehicle. I've been in a plane photographing just aerial photos of cities I've been over. And it comes down to, I guess, the experience of holding a camera as still as possible, knowing how to play with the manual settings of the camera, because although automatic has its definite bonuses, manual can sometimes give me, or most of the time will give me, the control that I want, whether it's the shutter speed, the film speed, the lighting aperture settings. I can delay flashes, I can do all kinds of things manually that auto just won't do. And it also comes down to the equipment I've chosen. So the lenses I have are the fastest I could buy in the style that I wanted for my camera, which meant I could take lower light photos with a lens, and it would be the same in my case, regardless of what zoom distance I'm actually using.
Now, what photographers have influenced your photographs of dancers?
I can't say I have any particular favourites. I've met a few of the photographers in Buenos Aires, and their styles are a bit more static than mine, but they do take a lot of lovely photos of a lot of the milongas in Buenos Aires. I don't have a particular... I don't really look up to anybody as such. I appreciate what most photographers do, because everyone has their own challenges and their own way of expressing a picture and a scene and creating an image. And I know that our styles are individual, will never be the same, and I don't aspire to be the same as anybody else. I want to be myself, if that explains that.
So then, how has your non-dance photography influenced your photographs of tango?
I think it's more through the experience of photographing in different situations, whether it's a landscape, a macro of a flower, in a jungle, nighttime photos, dusk photos in the desert. It's just everything comes together, just little bits of experience that I can take from one situation and add to another with a bit of experimentation in some cases. And over many years of taking photos, it just comes together with an experience that is almost automatic, and I don't think too much about it. I have moments where I really have to analyse what I'm doing, but in general, it's something that I've already done through the non-tango photos, which I can implement in the tango photos.
Now, you've travelled widely across Europe and I think America, and I imagine you've taken photographs of tango in many cities of the world, but you've got a very specific perspective, which is that behind the camera. Do you see differences in the dancing of tango across these many locations?
Yes, I do. I've danced in 23 countries, I believe, and there are many cities in each of those countries I've danced in. So, yeah, there's been quite a lot, from the Americas to Europe, Asia, and it's like a language. Every language, for example, English, it's spoken in so many countries, but there are small accents and dialects which are common to each country and then to each region. Tango, in my opinion, is the same. If I dance with someone from Australia in general, there's a couple of different styles you can feel. As a leader, I can feel that there's certain ways that the people move, and if I go to South America, the people move differently because they're taught differently, their social and cultural ways of interacting are different, so I guess that plays a part in the way they express themselves when they're dancing with somebody. And compared to going to Western or Eastern Europe, people are warmer, they're more passionate, they're a little bit different from each country, but there's a definite accent to dancing with people from nearly everywhere I've been. So I think it's pretty obvious, and when I watch, it's also the same. When I'm watching people dance, the way they move, some people are very rigid, mechanical, but possibly exact in their movements, and other people are just very fluid. They're like holding a ribbon in a breeze and watching it move naturally, and it varies with every person, but every particular place has a style of its own.
So what is the role of photography for tango?
I think from my perspective, it's to help to share the experience of that moment, whether it's a festival, a social day, a special event. It's to share the experience with the dancers, to give them memories, to help promote tango within the tango community locally, as well as via the internet internationally, hopefully put Australia on the map as an example, and a little bit to promote myself so that people can go, wow, he's actually a photographer, he's not just a guy taking snapshots.
Is there a influence that photography could have on the ongoing evolution of tango? Could photography change tango, or is it restricted to reflect it?
Never thought about that. I guess with a little bit of vanity, people may try to improve the way they dance and the way they hold themselves while they're dancing, just so they can look as good as possible, and that would lead to better dancers.
What are your plans for 2017 and beyond?
My plans at the moment are to move to Eastern Europe, start a new life, and see what I can do within Europe itself, within the arts that I do. Continuing travelling, possibly not as often as I do, but still travelling locally within Europe. Continuing photographing tango, any sightseeing that I do, and continue painting and try to make a reputation in Europe as an artist. And like tango, I'll take my future one step at a time, and we'll see where it takes me.
David Storm, thank you for joining us on Tango Capital.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.